Hi guys, so welcome back to a new episode. From the title, it's kind of very obvious that yeah, I'm gonna talk about the sensational topic in motorcycle industry right now, the brand new Royal Enfield Himalayan 452, which has a lot of changes from its previous versions. I personally own 2020 BS6 Himalayan, which is the 411cc version. So I have a lot of mixed opinions about the latest 452 version that has, you know, from the engine to the body parts, Royal Enfield have changed everything and it's brand new right now. So let's get started. So yeah, so for me personally, from using a couple of years right now, the Royal Enfield Himalayan that I personally use have crossed around 20,000 kilometers plus. And you know, my personal experience so far, it's a very rugged machine. It's very raw, it's very fun to drive. Of course, it's an adventure tourer, so you know, it's the purpose, it serves the purpose that it's built for, so it's so much fun. But I haven't personally you know, gone into so much intense rides and intense off-road and stuff, so it's yet to explore, so that's still there. So for me my personal user experience about my bike is that you know, there are a lot of issues that I felt, not issues, but then a lot of improvements that Royal Enfield could bring, but then they have implemented that on the latest 450 is what I heard personally. A lot of, you know, improvements that I personally felt is that the 411cc engine that they had before, it was less fun. In fact, it doesn't have that high end torque, or it didn't have that fun to drive in the off-road, because a lot of you know, refinement was lacking, and a lot of you know, torqueiness of the probably the Adventure 390 of the KTM was lacking in the 411cc engine. So Royal Enfield is claiming right now that they have really worked on the engines. I am yet to drive. I haven't got a test drive of the latest 450s. It's gonna come to the showroom soon, and then probably I'll get a chance to test drive it once. So yeah, so until then, now what I know personally from the reviews and the you know, the claims from Royal Enfield is that they have worked on the engine a lot, and they're claiming that the bike is more powerful, and it is powerful, it is of course powerful, but then it is more torqueier and it's more fun to drive is what a lot of reviewers who are, you know, who are invited for the launch in you know, Manali. So far I only know the reviews from the people who have went for the launch. So let's get started with the specifications and the specs first, and then I'll get into my views. The latest Himalayan gets a new engine, which is the 452cc single cylinder engine. Of course, the last 411cc had a single cylinder as well. They haven't made any changes in the cylinders as such. So it's a 450cc single cylinder liquid cooled engine. Yeah, it's a single cylinder liquid cooling engine from Royal Enfield. This is the first bike from Royal Enfield which is a single cylinder which has a liquid cooled engine. So that's kind of cool, because Royal Enfield have really worked on it. From 24 horsepower in the 411cc engine, they have upgraded to a 40 horsepower engine, and which produces 40 Nm torque. In the last previous one, in the 411cc engine, they had a 32 Nm torque, but in the 452, the latest one has a 40 Nm torque. That's kind of cool. So a lot of reviewers were personally saying that the older Himalayans had, you know, the torqueiness kicking in from 5000 RPM plus. A lot of reviewers were also saying that 90% of the torque starts kicking in from the 3000 RPM. That is pretty cool, because for me, what I've personally felt is that the torque actually kicks in from probably 4000 to 5000 RPM in the 411cc engine, above 5000. So this one will have 90% of the torque kicking in from the 3000 RPM. That's pretty cool. And the major part and my favorite part in the latest Himalayan is that it gets a six-speed gearbox, which has the slipper clutch and slipper and assist clutch. So the six-speed gearbox is the latest you know, upgrade of the engine, the 452cc engine. So yeah, which will ultimately you know, lighter the gear shifting. That's what the Royal Enfield is claiming so far, is that, you know, it will lighter the gear shifting, it will be very easy to shift the gears. It won't be that kind of very difficulty in the previous ones. The 411s had a very much difficulty on the shifting of the gears. So this would be a good thing. And yeah, the ride-by-wire system, that was the talk amongst all the enthusiasts, is that the ride-by-wire system, which has multiple riding modes from the Eco and the Performance. Two modes are there, Eco and Performance, which has the ABS on and off option. So you can turn off the ABS in Eco and the Performance mode. And Performance mode, Royal Enfield claims that, you know, you can feel the difference between the Eco and Performance mode very clearly. Royal Enfield claims that in the Performance mode, you'll get a more, better throttle response. So in throttle response is very important when you go for off-roading and stuff. So that's cool, because in times, you know, when you don't need that kind of throttle response, probably you can turn it on to the Eco mode. So you can do easily highway cruising or city rides with the less throttle response. And I feel like when you put it in the Eco mode, you probably get a better mileage also. Yeah, when it comes to the mileage, Royal Enfield claims around 28 kilometers per liter, so that's pretty cool. In the Performance mode, they are claiming it's 28 kilometers per liter. And the major attraction, and the whole industry was talking about, the 4-inch TFT display that they have brought in the Himalayan 452, which looks very abrupt, honestly, because the instrument cluster on the 411s was more prettier, in fact, for me, because it kind of gave me that vibe of, okay, this is an adventure tourer. It's a rugged machine. But then the latest 452 got a 4-inch TFT display. That is good. That has a lot of features, and that got the navigation, music control, a lot of features in that. But then, you know, it kind of looks very, very futuristic for me. So that's one thing I didn't personally like. But then a lot of enthusiasts were talking about, you know, how good it is, and, you know, stuff like that. So the collaboration with Royal Enfield and Showa on the suspension, that's pretty cool. A lot of, new changes in the suspensions as well. Haven't experienced it yet. So probably when I get a hands-on, we'll see how good the suspension is. And there's a slightly better ground clearance now, 10 mm more. In the last one, it was 220 mm. Now it's 230 mm. So that's an advantage when you go off-roading. For me also, and the customers, a lot of people have, you know, made a concern about the tube wheels. Of course, it was a tube wheels in the tube spoke wheels in the 411s. Now Royal Enfield is working. Currently, the 452s will receive a tube spoke wheels, but the updated versions in the future will have a tubeless spoke wheels in India. But then in the global versions, they have already released the tubeless spoke wheels. So it's like you'll get tubeless spoke wheels in the other countries, but not in India right now. But then they're working on the Indian models to, you know, get it done soon. So hopefully in the future we'll get the 452s with spoke wheels and a tubeless tire. So there's a weight drop in the vehicle right now. It was 199 in the 411s, but then now it's 196. So you will feel the difference of 3 kgs on your machine. It's kind of cool. So one more thing that I personally felt, but no one have noticed, none of the reviewers were saying, is that that was small, you know, tiny thing that I personally felt very good. the latest side stand of the 452s are way better than the 411s. A lot of side stand issues were there in the last 411 cc's, but then 411 series, but then the 452s are getting a better side stand. I don't know why no one's raising that, or no one's, you know, particularly telling about that side stand feature. Not side stand feature, but like better side stand. That's like a big thing for me, because for me personally, I felt it's very, very difficult to make Himalayan, you know, be stable on that side stand. So one more major thing is that the latest Himalayan gets an adjustable seat, which is that, you know, it can be adjusted 20 mm down. Currently, the latest Himalayan gets 825 millimeter seat height. That's pretty tall. But if you're a short rider and if you want to reduce the seat height, you can reduce 20 mm down. That's the current Himalayan's seat height, which is the 800 mm. This will be around 805 mm on the, you know, seat height. So that's cool, because when you have an adjustable seat height, if there are two riders, then they can probably switch and change it, or according to situations you can change or reduce or increase the seat height. That's cool. And now the latest Himalayan gets a 2 liter more fuel capacity, which is the 70 liter fuel tank. That is one major upgrade that a lot of riders feel good about it. Now, if you put a full tank on the 452s, it'll go up to 400, 450 kilometers roughly, approximate 400 kilometers. So that is pretty cool. In the older ones, it was a 15 liter fuel tank. So this is a good upgrade from the 15 liters to the 70 liter. So these are the technical specs of the latest Himalayan 452s. But then there are a lot of reviews that are yet to come. Even I personally want to drive the latest 452, because from the color schemes, even they were claiming in their videos that the color schemes of the latest 452s was the color schemes from the actual Himalayan grounds. Basically, they have took the inspiration from the Himalayas, actual Himalayas. Even the white and grey color scheme that they have brought in the latest Himalayas is the actual Himalayas look, the color of the snow. For me, personally, this machine, what I felt about this machine is that this machine is gonna actually create a good revolution amongst the adventure tourists out there in that, you know, in that beginner segment or the entry segment of adventure tourists. And this is gonna actually trigger a lot of companies out there, especially I feel like now Hero and probably other brands will come up with an ADV which is gonna beat the latest 452s. And of course the KTM is also working, I don't know if they're working on the latest adventure tours. So for me, what I personally felt is that this is gonna be a revolution amongst all the riders. This is going to be a revolution amongst all the adventure tourists. So this is one practical, beautiful machine. So yeah, that's it about the latest 452 comparing to the 411s. I'll be making an episode on the 3 years owning experience of the Royal Enfield Himalayan 411 that I have right now, and which I have completed, which, you know, me and my brother have completed more than 20,000 kilometers on that. So a lot yet to come on that machine. So that's it about this episode. I'll be updating about the Royal Enfield Himalayan and, you know, a couple of updates about the automotive on my Holy Wheel Instagram page. So go follow that and, you know, you drop a message about how do you feel about the podcast and stuff. What do you feel like I should work on, you know? And stay tuned. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.